Liz Cheney at Reagan Library, "Men are running the world and it is really not going that well." By Paul Bois on June 30, 2022. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, further strutted her woke posturing at the Reagan Presidential Library, where she said the world is really not going that well under male leadership. As part of the Time for Choosing Speaker series, Liz Cheney briefly honored former President Ronald Reagan before segueing into a diatribe against former Donald Trump, calling him a dangerous and irrational man. Cheney also characterized Republican leadership as being loyal to the former president at the expense of the Constitution. Towards the tail end of her speech, Cheney celebrated that which gives her the most hope for the future, young women. "Young women who seem instinctively to understand the peril of this moment for democracy," Cheney said. "Young women who know that it will be up to them to save it. And I have been incredibly moved by the young women that I have met and that have come forward to testify in the January 6th committee." Cheney then praised January 6th witness Cassidy Hutchinson, whose testimony has since been called into serious question by a number of reliable sources that dispute her accounts of what happened at the White House during the Capitol Hill riot. Her superiors, men many years older, a number of them are hiding behind executive privilege, anonymity, and intimidation, Cheney said of Hutchinson. But her bravery, and her patriotism yesterday, were awesome to behold. "Little girls all across this great nation are seeing what it really means to love this country and what it really means to be a patriot," Cheney said. "I want to speak to every young girl watching tonight. The power is yours and so is the responsibility. In our great nation, one individual can make all the difference, and each individual must try. There are no bystanders in a constitutional republic," she added. Cheney then used the opportunity to bash male leadership in spite of the fact that her very own father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, helped to orchestrate the Iraq War and the failed nation-building plan that followed the invasion of Afghanistan. Cheney said, prompting laughter and applause. "Let me also say this to the little girls and the young women who are watching tonight. These days, for the most part, men are running the world and it is really not going that well. So let us all, as we leave here tonight, let us resolve that we will embrace the grace and compassion and the love of country that unites us."